I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Israel says its military has been added to a UN list of entities committing violations against children. The country's UN envoy, Gilad Erdan, released a video of a phone call he'd had with a UN official informing him of the move ahead of the report's presentation to the Security Council next week. He described it as shameful, but the UN Secretary-General's spokesman, Stefan Dujarric, said the methodology behind the report was well-established and transparent. He was highly critical of Mr. Erdan's response.
Earlier today, our chief of staff called the permanent representative of Israel, Gilad Erdan. The call was a courtesy afforded to countries that are newly listed on the annex of the report. It is done to give those countries a heads up and avoid leaks. Ambassador Erdan's video recording of that phone call and the partial release of that recording on Twitter is shocking and unacceptable, and frankly, something I've never seen in my 24 years serving this organization.
The Brazilian government says it'll request the extradition of more than 60 people who fled to Argentina after being charged for their alleged involvement in last year's attacks against government buildings in Brasilia. The riots were led by supporters of the former right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro. The US Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas has acknowledged for the first time in the chamber's annual financial reports that he'd received funding for two luxury trips. The financial reports filed by 8 of the 9 justices reveal details of lavish gifts. Peter Bowes reports.
The 9 members of America's Supreme Court are allowed to earn money away from the bench and accept gifts. But the list of what they received is eclectic. Beyoncé gave Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson 4 concert tickets worth more than $3,700, while Justice Clarence Thomas revealed he'd been on 2 trips funded by a major Republican Party donor to Bali and California in 2019. He acknowledged that he'd inadvertently omitted to include the trips in his original disclosure for that year.
The Danish Prime Minister has been assaulted in the capital, Copenhagen. A man walked up to Mette Frederiksen and shoved her shoulder. With more on Miss Frederiksen's condition, here's Will Leonardo.
Her office said she was shocked by the assault in a country unaccustomed to political violence. Police say the assailant has been arrested. There's no word on his motive. There's been an outpouring of condemnation in Denmark, while several politicians have said an attack on the Prime Minister represents an attack on democracy. The President of the European Council, Charles Michel, described it as a cowardly act of aggression. Ms. Frederiksen, a Social Democrat, has been in office for 5 years. Denmark is gearing up for European Parliament elections on Sunday.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. The Russian-appointed authorities in occupied southern Ukraine say at least 19 people were killed in a Ukrainian missile strike on a town in the Kherson region. The Russian governor said the missile struck a shop in Saydov. Earlier, Russian authorities in the occupied region of Lugansk said a strike there killed 4 people in a residential block. The US Special Envoy for Sudan says the country is being picked over by other countries like predators hovering over an injured animal. Speaking to the BBC, Tom Perriello expressed concern at what he said was the involvement of the Sahelian countries, the United Arab Emirates, Iran and Russia.
It's almost like a weak animal on the Serengeti with the worst kind of buzzards and prey circling. And what's caught in the middle is the people of Sudan. These are not countries that have the best interests of the Sudanese people at heart. This is a time we need the regional actors to be partners in peace.
Mr. Perriello said external actors should send their best diplomats food and medicine rather than weapons. The United States Coast Guard has seized more than 2,000 kilos of cocaine worth over $63 million in 2 separate interceptions of drug smuggling boats in the Caribbean Sea north of Venezuela. In one incident, the smuggler's boat was fired at by a Dutch Caribbean Coast Guard vessel also involved in the altercation. The boat burst into flames and sank. The British Foreign Secretary David Cameron has fallen victim to a hoax caller pretending to be the former Ukrainian president Petro Poroshenko. A Foreign Office spokesperson said the call was brief but convincing. Mr. Cameron stopped responding when the caller asked for the contact details of others. The Foreign Office said he became suspicious after the conversation, which took place in recent days, and a subsequent investigation confirmed the call was not genuine. That's the BBC News.